Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei HaYamim Bet, Perek Yotet, the 19th chapter of 2 Chronicles. This chapter continues the theme of Yehoshaphat, the king of Israel, king of Yehuda. And whereas the first chapter we saw describes his activities in terms of education, that was Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17. The next chapter we saw describes his alliance with Ahav and the way in which he was protected from disaster by God in return for his dedication to education and to extirpating idolatry. We now get chapter 19, which is sort of a bridge chapter. In chapter 19, we find that Yehoshaphat is credited with establishing judges throughout the land, and that discussion of establishing judges throughout the land and his fulfillment of the laws mentioned in Sefer Dvarim and Parashat Shoftim is preceded by a very short discussion of the message with which Yehu ben Hanani HaChoze, Prophet Yehu ben Hanani, delivered to Yehoshaphat. So, Perek Yotet Pasuk Aleph, Vayashov Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda el Beito B'Shalom L'Yerushalayim. King Yehoshaphat of Yehuda returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem, and this concludes the episode of his interactions with the house of Ahav. Pasuk Bet. Vayetze el panav Yehu ben Hanani HaChoze, Vayomer el HaMelech Yehoshaphat. Hala Rasha la'azor, ul Sonei Hashem te'ehav, uvazot alecha ketzef milifnei Hashem. Yehu ben Hanani, the seer, went out to greet him, and said to King Yehoshaphat, "Shall you aid the wicked? Shall you assist those who hate God? In this there is anger from before God upon you." Pasuk Gimel, Aval dvarim tovim nimtzu imach, ki vi'arta ha'asherot min ha'aretz, v'achinot ha'levavecha lidrosh ha'elokim. But good things have been found with you, for you have eliminated the Asherot from the land, and you have established your heart to seek out God. So again, here the message is being delivered loud and clear that Yehoshaphat made a misalliance with Ahav, king of Yisrael, and he was saved from disaster by his dedication to God, which allowed him to withstand this misalliance without losing his life. Psukim 4, through the end of the chapter, deal with the issue of establishing an infrastructure of judges throughout the land. And this is very interesting because it echoes material from Sefer Devarim, and it speaks about the importance of the king in Yerushalayim having some level of control over the periphery of the surrounding countryside, which is something that's not always obvious in Sefer Melachim, and here it's given a great deal of importance in Sefer Divrei HaYamim. Pasuk Dalet, Vayeshev Yehoshaphat B'Yerushalayim, Vayashov Vayetzev Ha'am, Mibe'er Sheva Ad Har Ephraim, Vayishivem El Hashem Elokei Avotehem. So Yehoshaphat dwelled in Jerusalem. He returned and went out among the people from Be'er Sheva until Har Ephraim. So he went out among the people from the south all the way to the north. Again, the idea of taking control of certain areas of the kingdom of Israel, which we've seen in the days of Asa. This is mentioned again. Yehoshaphat is not just king of Yehuda, he is king of a slightly larger section than just Yehuda. He is king of some section of the northern kingdom as well. And he caused these people to return to God, the Lord, the God of their fathers. So he is the active returner of people to God. That job, which is often the job of the prophet, is here the job of the king. Pasuk Hei, Vayamed shoftim ba'aretz b'chol arei Yehuda b'tzurot le'ir va'ir. He established the judges in all the fortified cities of Judah for each city. And here the king is establishing the judges. That's very interesting in Sefer Melachim, at least in the story of Navot, we seem to have the idea that the elders of each city, which are elected or determined or appointed by the inhabitants of each city, appoint the judges. Here it's the king who appoints the judges. Pasuk 6, Vayomer la'shoftim re'u ma atem osim, ki lo la'adam tishpetu ki la'shem v'imachem bidvar mishpat. He said to the judges, "See what you do. You are not judging for a man. In other words, you're not accountable to humans. You're accountable to God. And he is with you in all matters of justice." Ve'ata, Yifachad Hashem aleichem shimru v'asu, ki enim Hashem elokeinu avla u'masofanim u'mikach shochad. Therefore, may the fear of God be upon you, be guarded and do, because with God there is no evil doing, there is no recognizing certain people, there is no taking of bribes. In other words, God is an equitable judge, and this has two implications. One, you should model yourself on him. Two, he will punish you if you do any of these things. Pasuk Chet, v'gam b'Yerushalayim ha'amid Yehoshafat min halvi'im v'akohanim u'mirashei ha'avot li'Yisrael l'mishpat l'Hashem v'lariv v'yashuvu Yerushalayim. In Jerusalem too, Yehoshafat established among from the Levites, the priests, and the heads of the families to serve as judges for God and for any manner of dispute. Then Yehoshaphat returned to Yerushalayim. In other words, Yehoshaphat's appointment of judges is part of its personal displacement. He moved himself out of Yerushalayim. He traveled among the cities, and then he returns to Jerusalem in this pasuk. Pasuk 9. Vayetzav aleihem lemor, ko ta'asun bi'irat Hashem be'emuna uvlevav shalem. He commanded the judges to do thus, in fear of God, in truth, and with a full heart. That idea of a full heart, engaging the idea of b'chol levavcha, which is a Deuteronomic idea, an idea we find in Devarim, and that idea is engaged, the language from Devarim is engaged in greater detail in a subsequent psukim. Pasuk yud b'chol riv asher yavo aleichem me'achechem hayoshvim ba'areihem, bein dam ladam, bein torah lemitzvah, lechukim ulemishpatim, והזעתם אותם ולא יאשמו לשם והיה קצף עליכם ועל אחיכם כה תעשון ולא תאשמו. So here we find the following statement. Any manner of dispute that comes upon you from your brothers who dwell in the various cities, whether it be a matter of determining between one type of blood and another, and that's a direct quote, בין דם לדם, from Dvarim Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chet, whether it be a matter of Torah, of commandment, of laws, of statutes, chukim and mishpatim are both mentioned here, you should warn them that they not be guilty to God, and that anger from God not be upon you and on your brothers, thus shall you do when you not be guilty. In other words, the requirement of the judges is not simply to judge and to adjudicate disputes, but also to provide a sort of warning to individuals and to encourage the individuals not to transgress the commandments of God. If the judges fail to warn others, then the judges themselves are liable for the sins which others commit. This is an interesting idea. It reflects the idea of the judges as having some responsibility, not merely to the community, but also to God. The judges having a responsibility to the laws of the Torah. The judge is serving more than simply adjudicators for preserving the peace, but as imposing the law of God upon the people by encouragement and by discouraging sin.